I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, every time Allison Brie is here, we have a blast. You know she's married to Dave Franco, right? Who is adorable. She's adorable too. Season 2 of Glow is coming back to Netflix. Everybody loves it so much. And she's on with Billy Porter, who stars in Pose, and who is one of those guys that I've kind of known for a long time from just kind of being around New York. And he's here. I think he may have even bartended once. But he's full guest, full stop. It's going to be great.
When she's in the ring, you can't stop her, and he could pick up his phone and text Cyndi Lauper. It's Watch What Happens Live with Allison Brie and Billy Porter now. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse with two guests who have seen more spandex and wigs than the rest of us combined. You know, my first guest from shows like Community and Mad Men, but you can soon score ringside seats to see her as a professional wrestler in season 2 of Glow for about $10 a month on Netflix. Please welcome back Allison Brie. We love you. And he's a Broadway star, best known for his Tony Award-winning role as Lola in Kinky Boots. You can now see him serving up healthy portions of shade as Pray Tell, the MC of the House Balls on Pose on FX. Say hi to Billy Porter. Great to see you, Billy Porter. Billy Porter, those are some heels you're wearing.
Oh, well, you know, I have to stay elevated.
Yes.
Are they higher than Allison's?
I'm trying to tell you. Come on.
That's a competitive
it
heels.
Is.
You
wow,
know,
Ms.
Lola, I did it for 3 years. I'm up on my heels now.
Yes, mm-hmm. Right. You were in Kinky Boots for 3 years?
3 years,
wow.
Yes.
Well, in honor of Pose, behind the bar is a superstar DJ, producer, and remixer. His influence on the ballroom scene can be summed up by his quote, "Madonna picked her Vogue dancers from my house. The rest is history." I spent a lot of hours dancing to him at the Roxy
so
in New
I.
York City. You did. It's Junior Vasquez. Hey, Junior. Oh, my God.
All of my 20s.
I
all
know.
Of my 20s and half of my 30s.
Me too.
If Madonna calls.
Yes.
I'm not here.
If Madonna calls. We were just talking about that. Let's get started. Billy, we go through, in preparation for guests coming on, we go through as many photos as we can find of them to see, you know, what's back there. We found one of you and
uh-oh.
Ramona from the New York Housewives backstage.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you remember that encounter at all?
Yes, I do.
What do you remember about it?
I remember that she came back and we took a picture together.
You don't remember anything about it. Your questions for Allison Brie and Billy Porter are coming in, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, whenever I have two guests meeting for the first time, I always hope they really, really like each other, or that at least one of them is too tipsy to tell the difference. So here's what. Let's test their compatibility with Clubhouse Connection. Allison and Billy, I'm going to give you some prompts. You ask each other questions like you're on a regular first date, but the kind with a host and an audience. You'll hopefully get on great, but if not, your actors fake it. Okay, go.
Oh, we're just asking.
You're just
each
asking.
Other
I have suggested
we're just
questions,
up our own.
Or you can make up your own. Yes.
I didn't realize.
No, it's okay.
I was lost in your eyes.
I know.
So, where were you born?
I was born in a little town called Hollywood, baby.
Oh, yeah. Work it out. And who did you go to school with that I know?
Oh, I believe someone called your husband.
Yes.
Really?
She and my husband went to college together.
That's crazy.
At CalArts.
It's leading me to believe that this date is not going to work out well for me.
It might not work out too well the further you go.
You have any siblings?
I do have a sibling. My sister.
Oh.
My rock star sister, Mary
One
Martha
sister
Ford.
Older or younger?
She's younger.
Oh.
10 years.
Well, I have an older sister.
Yes.
So we both have one sister.
One sister. That's good. And what's your favorite color?
Green.
Green.
Yours?
Purple.
Oh.
Who's your favorite person to work with?
Oh, Betty Gilpin, for sure. She is a dreamboat. Oh, I'm in love with her.
Yeah.
And maybe you.
MJ Rodriguez. She plays Blanca on Pose.
Ooh.
Thank you very much. Well, here's what, Billy. Hold on to your wig, because we're going from Broadway to Broads. I'm going to show you some Real Housewife fashion moments. Channel your inner Pray Tell and read them for filth, okay?
Oh, this is goodness.
Housewives fashion. What do you think of Carol's tattoo bodysuit?
Oh, darling, there must be more reverence to Christ our Lord.
What do you think of Luann's gold jacket?
Oh, the jacket is for the night. We need something more daytime, darling.
What do you think of Tinsley's turtleneck blouse with massive bow?
The bow, the poof. The poof is distracting, darling. Maybe something smaller the next time.
What do you think of Karen's army jumpsuit and Gucci belt?
New money, darling, new money.
What do you think of Giselle's dramatic ruffled shoulders?
Once again, the day and tonight, the appropriateness of the garment.
Ashley's crooked blonde wig and swimsuit.
Darling, we need to get a hold of your weave.
Kim's Pepto-Bismol statement.
Well, the colors. Some colors don't work with some people.
Sheree's blonde wig with blunt bangs.
Work it out, girl.
Erica's dominatrix-inspired look.
I'm scared of you.
Thank you very much. That was fun.
Oh, my God, that was incredible.
I know, right? You can read. Finally, between the wrestling and glow and the voguing and pose, I would be remiss if I didn't learn at least one impressive skill tonight. And perhaps it's all those years of hosting Housewives reunions, but I feel like women's wrestling just speaks to me. I don't know. So here's what. Allison Brie, it's time for you to teach me your talent. Okay, you're going to teach me a wrestling move.
Okay, first we got to get in fighting stance. So you want your legs like as wide as your shoulders.
Wide, okay.
Not too wide. Okay. And then you want to take one step a little bit back, one leg back. Yeah, so now you're like balanced.
Okay, yes.
And we're going to lock up. This is how we start every match.
It is?
When we're training. I don't know if it's all on the show. Okay. Anyway, you go, and you're going to put this arm here behind my neck.
Okay.
And your other arm holding onto me. No, here.
Oh,
where
here.
Is, where I'm indicating.
Okay.
Well, here. Yeah, and then from here, you know, we can struggle.
Jostle.
Yes! I was gonna box. I was like, that's the rock.
I
I know, it was actually ready for you to cut in.
Can I say that what I didn't need to teach you was how to sell the pain? That was incredible.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, and a seersucker suit. Sell the pain. I only wrestle in seersucker. Allison, Kara O wants to know if you were satisfied with the ending of Mad Men.
I was. You know, maybe this is controversial. I feel like people liked it. I loved the end of Mad Men, especially for Pete and Trudy. I love a happy ending for them, even though Trudy is better than Pete. And, you know, we all love her, but I'm glad that they ended up together.
Billy, Oliver P. texted, can you please tell me about your Instagram photo from a few years ago when you said you were vacationing with the Clintons and the Gores?
Yes. You know, back when my career was on the rise in the 90s, the first time. I had some connections to the Clintons, and I did some concerts at the White House. And,
wow.
You know.
And did you actually go on vacation with them?
I didn't go on vacation.
Oh, okay.
No,
okay.
But I was in Florida at one of those places where I sang.
People don't realize. You sang the theme song to the Rosie O'Donnell Show.
I did.
Give me a couple bars of it.
Oh, my goodness. You're putting me on the spot now. It's the Rosie O'Donnell Show. That's all I remember.
It's Erica from Virginia on the line. Hey, Erica, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, my question is for Allison.
Okay.
Allison, was it awkward at all being on the set for the Disaster Artist during your brother-in-law's new scene?
Right, yeah. So James Franco is your brother-in-law. You co-starred in the film with him.
Yes, and he was also directing the film. And he was also staying in character as Tommy Wiseau while directing and acting in the movie. So it was a little awkward because it was actually my first day on set, but I wasn't shooting. I was just coming for a costume fitting. I had no idea what they were shooting.
Oh, my God, and he
and,
was makeup.
And I like they were like, oh, yeah, come into set. And I walked in, and it's like just bizarre world with a crew that's shooting, a crew that's shooting him.
Right.
Naked, yelling at Davey. I was like, this is going to be a lot. This movie's going to be a lot.
Do you call your husband Davey?
I do.
Oh, that's cute.
Just let it slip out. I usually try to.
I like that. That can't have been the first time you've seen James Franco nude. We've all seen him nude. I mean.
Well, in the flesh.
In person.
Yeah.
Got it. Let's go to Don from Florida. Hey, Don, what's your question?
Hi, it's Dawn.
Happy Dawn.
Happy 50th birthday, Aunt. Hi, Andy. Happy 50th birthday.
Thanks, Dawn. Don't remind me. What's your question?
My question is for Billy Porter.
Okay.
What do you do when a friend is in a show and the show is a real clunker?
Yes, what do you do? So you go backstage and you say what? There's a lot of talk.
There's a lot of things that you can do, but once I give them away, then they're not things you can do anymore.
This is good.
Very smart.
But one of the things that I do say is, you were good in that show. You shined, girl.
Right. Yes.
Congratulations.
The dead giveaway.
Yes.
Congratulations. You did a show.
Just the overall congratulations. Yeah.
One thing not to say, by the way, but you. One thing not to say is you did it. Because that's like, well, what did
you
I do?
You did that, girl.
You did it.
Let's go to Megan from Alaska. Hey, Megan, what's your question?
Hey, my question's for Allison.
Okay.
Okay, when people are doing cocaine on Glow, what are you guys using on the screen?
Good question.
That is a great question. I don't actually know because my character doesn't do cocaine on the show, sadly. but Marc Maron would know. And as a person who used to do cocaine, he has said that it's different.
Right. I'm sure it's a lot less fun. Let's go to Kira from Vancouver. Hey, Kira, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. When I was in New York, I got to go to a Watch What Happens Live taping and meet you, and it was the highlight of my trip.
Aww. That's nice.
That's sweet.
My question is for Billy. When you performed at Rockefeller Tree Lighting with Cyndi Lauper, what was the vibe like after Mariah Carey's performance?
Our callers really want to get the tea. It was not Mariah's best performance.
It was pandemonium all day, though.
Really?
Let me just say, it didn't look cute from the beginning. So it was not a surprise to those of us who had been there all day.
Patrick W. emailed, Allison, what was your favorite part of your wedding to Dave? You got married since the last time we saw you.
Yeah, probably, You know, probably our wedding vows because we wrote our own. Nice. And we didn't know what the other person was going to say. And then it's funny to hear them out loud and you feel like, oh, we said all the same things that we want to be for each other. And that was very sweet.
Oh, you two are so sweet. It's game time, everybody. Anytime you've seen Billy perform on Broadway knows that his vocals will give you life. But here in this off-Broadway clubhouse, can his voice also give you wife? Let's play. Let's find out as we play Match That Pitch. Allison, I'm going to play a noise once uttered by a real housewife. You're going to predict whether or not Billy can match the tone, okay?
Okay.
Then he's going to do his thing. Okay, let's go. Here's the first sound. Can Billy Porter match that pitch?
Yes.
Billy Porter. Very good. Okay. Okay.
Ooh, y'all got me working.
Okay, next up, let's go to Jersey. Let's listen.
I love to scream.
Can you match Melania's pitch?
I'm going to say yes.
I love this game. I love this game. It's 2 for 2, everybody. All right. Let's go to Atlanta. Sheree Whitfield. Okay, can you do it?
Absolutely.
Billy Porter. Okay, let's go to Orange County, Vicki Gunvalson.
Ding 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 dong. Ding 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 dong. Ding 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 dong.
I'm gonna say yes.
Ding 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 dong.
Yes, that was an easy one. Okay, last up, one more. This is easy too.
I mean, yes.
Junior Vasquez, what was your favorite Madonna project to work on?
Bedtime Stories.
I love. Album, yeah. I can't argue with that.
The second would be probably Vogue. The B-side.
The B-side.
Ooh. The B-side.
Oh, I'm down for that.
Yes.
Laura from California is on the line. Hey, Laura, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. First off, I want to say you're my favorite talk show host.
Thank you, Laura.
Watch you every night. Okay, my question is for Allison. Hi, Allison. Do you have any updates on a possible community movie?
I'm sad to say I have zero updates. I have no updates at all.
None at all. There you go.
That's that.
Did you make good money off of singing the theme song to the Rosie O'Donnell show? No.
Money?
No, there was no money. But you two have been buddies for a long time.
Yeah, we did Grease together.
You did Grease
together. We did the revival of Grease together. Yes. That was back in 94.
Wow. I was in Seattle doing a story on Rosie for CBS when you guys were trying it out.
Yeah. That was pre-Broadway. We were in Seattle and D.C. and couple other places.
Wow.
Boston.
You go back a long way.
Yeah.
I like your jacket, by the way. Who makes that?
I love that.
Cool. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, Andy. My name's Kate. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hey, Kate. What's your question?
Allison, I would love to know who was more intimidating to work with on the post, Meryl or Spielberg?
Oh, good question.
Gosh, probably Meryl, because as an actress, I've just looked up to her work and admired it for so long. And I got to meet Spielberg first in the process of getting the role. And then I got to set and watched Meryl like performing a scene before meeting her even.
Wow.
And so it was like sitting there on set, watching her do a scene again and again. And every time it was slightly different and even more magical. And I was like, oh, this is really happening. Wow. I'm working with an icon.
Wow.
It's intense. But not intense, like fun and amazing.
Yes. It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Sanjoy Dutta, an Indian forest ranger who captured a python. Yay. But then when he was taking triumphant selfies with the snake, the python began to wrap itself around his neck and strangle him. Boo. But his fellow villagers saved him in the nick of time. Yay. I guess the moral of the story is never try to take a selfie with someone who probably doesn't like you. But I've been there, dude. Rihanna did not look too happy. Today's Jacko goes to what researchers are calling a toxic horror plant, which has been popping up in the United States. Even the slightest bit of contact with this hogweed can cause a severely harmful reaction. I didn't know Rudy Giuliani was a plant. I want to thank Allison, Billy, and Junior for being here. It's Andy. It's the After Show. GLOW Season 2 premieres June 29th on Netflix. It's Allison Brie. Billy Porter stars on Pose Sundays at 9 on FX. You can see Junior Vasquez headlining Brutally Proud in New York City's Pride Party at PlayStation Theater Saturday night. Thanks, Junior. Allison, John R. texted, what was the craziest thing that happened while you were working as a clown?
Oh, gosh. Nothing too crazy happened. I think the funniest thing to me is that I quit that job because I was too stressed out. Because my boss would schedule parties really close together, and nothing's worse than being the clown that's like an
late.
Hour and a half
yes.
late to the birthday party.
Oh, my gosh. So you were actually a birthday party clown?
I was a birthday party clown, and like Real Housewives-style women were like, why the are you so late to this party?
That's hilarious. Billy, Maddie R. wants to know, have you ever talked to Celine Dion after she covered your song Love Is On The Way? What did you think of her rendition?
No, I didn't really talk to her. She did send me flowers and a fruit basket.
Okay, all right. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Maybe you got some residuals, too?
No.
Oh. Yeah. Junior, did you ever work with Celine Dion?
No.
No. Did you work with Mariah?
Yes.
What'd you do with Mariah?
I did Heartbreaker and Bring On The...
Oh, yeah. Heartbreaker, my favorite.
I did two songs. Bring It On The Heartache and
yes.
Heartbreaker.
I loved it.
Two hearts.
You worked with Whitney, right?
I did a lot, yes.
A lot with Whitney. Yeah.
Yes. I went out to her big house out in Jersey.
Yes.
And I worked out there for about a week. We'd go out there to actually do part of an album, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, she's great. She'd come down in her fuzzy slippers out from the house into the studio.
I love it.
Oh, she'd call on the intercom and she'd say, are you just working down there? I don't hear anything. Working? Bobby, they're not working.
I love it.
She's great.
Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. I'm Cheryl calling from Virginia. I just want to say I'm a big fan and I love re-listening to your podcast every day.
Thanks.
My question's for Billy.
Okay.
Are you happy or disappointed that Trump isn't a character on Post?
Oh, was Trump going to be a character on Pose?
Trump was originally in the idea.
Yeah.
And Ryan Murphy, in his infinite wisdom, decided that he didn't want that to be the focus and to pull
right.
away from the actual story of these disenfranchised
folks. Yes.
Need told. You know, yes. He didn't want that to be
that makes
obscure,
sense. That's so. Smart. Yeah. Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. This is Joe from Florida.
Hey.
My question is for Billy. Which celebrities that visited Kinky Boots left you the most starstruck?
I would have to say Diana Ross and Quincy Jones.
Mm. Were they there together?
No, they came. No. That my head would have exploded.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What was Miss Ross like backstage?
She was just, they were just lovely. They were lovely and so open and giving and present and, you know, it was beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful.
I want to thank Allison and Billy and Junior. For more, click on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.